Good evening, everyone. We're here joined by Game Dave, whose name I need to edit to not say Game Dave. Say Corey, who only wishes he was Game Dave. Oh, I thought you were going for more warm lights. Oh, okay. So did you take the others back, or did you find another use for them? Oh, yeah. It's easier to use the. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Is that better?
Yeah. There's always some knob or some button I have to forget to press every time I stream.
Yeah.
But anyway, Corey was just saying that he got daylight bulbs for his
Yeah, I don't know if I like them yet though. It's very cozy. I was thinking about just keeping the warm ones in except for when I'm going to shoot something.
Ah.
And it's just like a quick swap out.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want that for like lights that I'm going to have on if I'm just, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, I think that's what I might do. I can easily swap them out.
Yeah, it's easier for shooting. Like I don't know. I mean, especially because we do so much CRT stuff, and CRTs look better white balance to a cooler light.
Right.
And so it just kind of makes things easier when you're shooting. I don't mind it, you know, doing it for stuff like streams, for stuff like shooting, all that's fine. But my main overhead light, which I have off when I stream, that's, you know, a warm light, which, you know, I prefer for the homey feel.
Right. I think I might end up doing that. I've been trying to adjust to it, but.
It's a little weird. I mean, you know, I once saw how it worked in Dave's setup when we were there this summer, it kind of sold me on. I got a bunch for cheap too. So
yeah.
So we were thinking originally about doing something to celebrate 3 years of my life in gaming as of yesterday. Yeah. And we really didn't have any good ideas. So we're not really particularly celebrating that, but in a way we are, I guess.
Well, we were thinking about doing a thing where we'd watch like our old videos and kind of talk about them. Yeah. You know, I was kind of torn on it, especially since some of like the really awful stuff is like audio.
Yeah,
at least I feel is
like we want to. Yeah, like the visuals aren't bad. Like some of the visuals are great. Like in fact, I think we could look at some of those old videos and get inspiration now because we'll see like certain tricks. This like, oh man, I should do that more often. You know, like
right.
your old Fantasy Star maps and you know, we did some creative things that we might you know forgotten about.
I was thinking about how, you know, like the maps and that looked, and you know, I really tried in the Gunner's Heaven episode. I scanned a whole bunch of stuff from the manual,
mm-hmm.
and like I gotta really start doing more of that stuff. Like, you know, it's very important for us to have like paper materials so that we can show it and scan it
because you aren't. You know, when we do have that, I mean, that's stuff that you're not going to see, you know, kind of every day, you know? So
right.
It's like, it's a way of sharing that and preserving that, you know? It's like, you know, sometimes I get these games, like I just got the Japanese, a month or two ago, I got the Japanese version of Resident Evil 1, and I opened this up, and I'm like, there's all kinds of artwork in this manual I've never seen before, you know?
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, or if they are out there, then they're usually like really tiny and unusable for video.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's like it's you know, and that was one reason I wanted to, you know, obviously Mario 3 is done to death, but that's, you know, one thing I wanted to do with Mario 3, like, you know, have these like, you know, nice high res, really up close shots of some of that stuff. I mean, you know, when it comes to cartridge games, I tend to buy cart only, but. You know, but it's still good to show that kind of stuff when you can. But with this game, you know, I've got complete.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it's crazy. It's been 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we started off.
We were like talking about our least favorite videos yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your least favorite?
My least favorite is probably either like probably Rise, Son of Rome, or maybe Killzone.
Yeah, I finally buckled down and rewatched the Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus video, which was my least favorite.
After like I kind of like coaxed you into it a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, like actually watching it, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I was just kind of annoyed with it at the time, because like I was like finishing that video the day before the PS4 came out, and I was like trying really hard to get it done.
I just think it's like the thing that I sent you that I just think is so funny. Like the first like back then, like when I first started doing like reviews, it was like plus and minus, like things that we liked about it or didn't like. And the first plus, the first point you bring up, you're like, there's a jetpack in this game. And it's pretty cool. And that's like it.
I mean, a jetpack is almost always a plus, right? Mm-hmm. And like, you expect that a jetpack is going to have limitations. And it does have limitations in the sense that you can't use it on every planet. But on the planets that you can use it, I mean, you just go anywhere.
Right.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about the game. I played through it.
Watching that video again, I remembered more things. Like, you know, I played the new Ratchet and Clank, the remake, the movie based on the game, based on the game, based on the movie, based on the game. I played that last weekend, and you know, I kept like working things through my head, like, I remember this scene. Which Ratchet and Clank did it come from? And surprisingly enough, a lot of those were from In the Nexus when I rewatched that video. In retrospect, I think my actual least favorite video might be the top 10 of the generation, of the past generation, because there's this buzz in my audio that is just embarrassing. And like, our tones completely clash.
Yeah, we're just like, you know, I really like this game. I talk very, very quietly.
Yeah. Well, I think, you were like in a small space. You didn't self-conscious, I think, of your wife, like, you know, listening or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Let me, you know, I should have got it off the shelf. Let me get the box for this game.
Okay. You still have your headphones on?
I do. No. My headphones have a really long cord.
Really quick, what do you think is your favorite video that you've ever done?
Favorite?
What do you think is what video are you the most proud of?
Oh man, you know, like there was a period of time, like sort of last year, you know, in the second year of the channel, where I was like continuing to make these videos that was like, you know, ooh, this is my new favorite. This is my new favorite. Uh-huh. You know, like, you know, the Mario 3 one, and then the Famicom 3D system. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've really picked a lot of those lately. You know, I think one of my favorites from more recently is the Game Boy display. That we did with Dave. That one, it was just so different, like, to edit. It was like really fun to edit. I like that one. I'm proud of that one. I think, you know, something, you know, like just in terms of being proud of certain ones, I feel like the last video that I made like a noticeable technical error on, I feel like was the PS1 video, where there's this one part where where the text stays on screen, but the text box goes away.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I remember. I feel like I don't think I've made like an error like that in a released video since then. So I'm kind of proud of that.
You know what I mean? Like, what video do you just feel like, you know, like, you feel like is the best one you've done? Like, the most proud of it?
I mean,
I'm surprised that, I mean, you've done, like, so many good ones. That's,
yeah, it's, it, like...
I'm surprised that you're struggling a little bit.
Well, like, I have a hard time, like, going back and looking at some of the ones from last year already, because I had a different camera then, and right. I really don't like how it looks anymore, especially the green screen stuff. Like, some of the B-roll, it looks good for B-roll, but, like, it looked really bad for the green screen stuff. I feel like maybe the GameCube video, maybe GameCube. Yeah. GameCube's a strong contender. I also really like the PlayStation video.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that I have that one small error. One thing I really like about the PlayStation video is that it was so collaborative. Like, I would say most of the right. game footage in that episode is your recording, my editing, right. your recording. So, you know, that was, and same deal with, you know, RGB 104 for you.
Yeah, well, that's, I was going to say, like, that's probably the episode that I'm most proud of.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was, like, it was hugely, you know, collaborative.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we were working on it for a week straight. Yeah,
and
both at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that was so hard, you know, like, both of us being busy during that time, but it also, like, you know, from an editor's standpoint, it helped me out so much on the PlayStation episode, and I think... You know, I don't know. Like, when we're more collaborative on episode, maybe in some ways that makes us more proud of it.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but
I could definitely understand. I can see that.
But yeah. I think, you know, stuff like I'm also really proud of RGB 105, the FrameMeister mm-hmm. alternatives. I feel like we were really thorough in the things that we covered on that. You know, we didn't cover everything, but I feel that was an episode that I was so afraid of for such a long time. Just, I didn't have a good vision for it, and then it's finally started to come together, and I'm like, okay, I think I feel pretty good about this one now. you know, that one was by far the most work.
Yeah.
You know, even though you know, had, you know, two of the major devices, it was, you know, just a ton of work.
Yeah. But, you know, it's so weird once you finish it, and it's so much work, and then, you know, it's like, it's been so long now. It seemed like it was never going to end, and now it's been like,
yeah.
you know, like 104 is going to be, you know, it's in 2 months. 2 months from Tuesday, it's going to be a year old.
104? You're kidding.
Came out on December.
Oh,
December,
yeah, 4th, yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah. I someone in the chat mentioned the game room tour, and I'm pretty proud of that one too.
Yeah.
That one was a lot harder to do than I expected, because we were kind of trying to do a little more loose style, and, you know, that's kind of not our style in some ways.
Right.
And I think, you know, you should be very proud of, you know, the new limited run video. I mean, that just came together so well.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the way that it came together. It's doing pretty good too.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what kind of numbers to expect out of such a thing, but yeah, it's still decent.
So
we're gonna be playing. Is it Cheeky Cheeky Boys, or is it Cheeky Cheeky?
Cheeky. I think I say Cheeky Cheeky. Okay. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I believe
my camera is like so bad. I'm like watching the stream and I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
It might be my internet. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Right? I actually bought this recently from Joe Walker, who does
Space Cap.
Yeah, Space Cap. Is that his channel name or is it the Backlog?
Well, it used to be the Backlog.
Right, but his Space Channel is just Space Kappa.
Yes. Now his channel is Space Kappa, yeah. And the Backlog is one of his shows.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So he was selling some stuff recently, and Corey caught it and said, "Hey, Tribe might be interested in that," because I've been curious about this game for a while.
You looked at it too many games. I came
close to buying a card. Well, not super close, but I was definitely had my eye on a card only copy.
You're kind of a convert now to
the box.
Box Genesis.
Well, I mean, I've always been like, I definitely strongly prefer the box, but in a case where I could get a game and save a lot of money, but like I've actually got only one that doesn't have a box now. I've got three that don't have true boxes, but I've got like two of them in just blank boxes. I don't even have fake inserts in them.
You're trying to get real boxes. Like, you did it with Wonder Boy.
I did get a box for Wonder Boy. Now, I was looking the other day for boxes for a few others. I've got Toe Jam and Earl, Streets of Rage, and Hyperstone Heist not in boxes. And this actually doesn't have the manual, which is sad, but you know, not the end of the world. But this, you know, only costs barely more than that card only would have cost me. But right. I really like the text on the back of the box, so I want to read it.
It's a Capcom game.
I don't think so. Oh, you're right. I don't think it says Capcom when you boot it up, though. But it does say on the back here, 1990 Capcom.
Yep.
Reprogrammed game 1992 Sega. So it's one of those where like Sega handled porting duties.
This is one of those games that I never even knew existed until, I don't know, maybe like 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, I believe it's an arcade game originally, which is, you know, built around a co-op aspect. And the Genesis version, for whatever crazy reason, is not co-op. But the back says, no one in peaceful Alluria was ready when the monsters attacked. Mobs of grimy creatures swarmed over the land.
Grimy.
Only the Cheeky Cheeky Boys survived. Can these twin princes win back their country from the nasty gnarlies of Monster Palace?
So 90s.
Strike out with your sword against spiky furballs and bashing beansters. Throw magic orbs that explode with awesome energy. Snorkel underwater, battling snapping sharks and chicken crabs. Fly and fight through gangs of angel fiends and horned imps. At the end of every world, punch out a huge monster menace like the two-headed turtle dragon and save the kingdom.
It sounds amazing. It literally sounds like the best game that's ever been made.
It's great. I want to reset this. I remember looking up. I forget if it's like holding the start button or the C button, but apparently there's like an options menu you can access if you hold a certain button when you boot the game. Okay. So let me go to the full screen game. Apparently it's not the start button. Maybe it's the C button. If it's not, then whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother looking up.
And you said this game does not have unlimited continues, correct?
It does not. It actually has very few.
Hmm.
But you can buy them. So sort of, you know, and frankly, we should have started playing sooner. Because it's not a long game. But, hold on, let me, Okay. My controller extender is very fiddly.
Eric Hurley, we are using the Framemeister for this. Troy has an OSSD. It's at my house right now. He's coming to visit here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from last. I don't know if you're coming on Wednesday.
Probably Thursday.
Okay. So you get here Thursday night.
Yeah. We're going to start on the cloud level. I played a few days ago. I played these three starting levels, and that I just used the super attack. seemed like
so
I
the thing was to hold A, B, and C.
Oh, okay. I was just kind of curious what kind of options are there. So this is very... The reason this game kind of appeals to me is it's just kind of very Wonder Boy-esque looking.
Are you just, like, flying around here?
Yeah, this is... Like this, there's a.
It's a level slot.
Yeah, there's a. I think there's like 8 levels in the game, but like you can choose the first 3.
Okay. But I don't think we're gonna be streaming Shaolin Monks. We're not gonna finish it. We were talking about streaming. What is it called? Why can't I think of what it's called?
The Neo Geo that shooting.
Yeah, game. Yeah. The I can't think of the name of it. It's a stupid name. Shock Troopers. We're gonna co-op that. And maybe try and beat it.
Yeah, this game's very Wonder Boy like. It's kind of more like. Almost more like Wonder Boy Monster Land, since it's kind of more arcadey.
Yeah.
But like, you can earn a lot of money, and between levels, you can buy upgrades, including extra continues.
Okay.
So, I'm going to see if like taking it a little slow might be the way to go. You know, get more money.
Retro Game Players, I'm just watching the stream. I'm watching it with you guys. So I'm like, what I'm seeing is a little bit behind, but I talk to Try in real time. With my setup, I can send him a video from the game over Skype if I wanted to.
Oops.
But we don't really take advantage of that very often.
No.
You're really getting a lot of disappearing frames on it since we're not playing 60 frames.
Oh yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think my internet / computer does very well streaming 60 frames.
That's alright. I mean, it's just funny because I mean some games where they flash fast, it doesn't matter. Like it's slow enough that it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
that's just going to be one of the games that happens a lot. Another thing we might play in addition to the Shock Troopers is the Ninja Turtles arcade game on a real arcade board.
Yeah.
Although we can only be Michelangelo and Leonardo.
Oh really? Why is that?
I don't have the. The custom ROM that allows you to choose. Like, I have the 4-player board, and each slot is a is attached to a character. And using on the super gun, you can only go. You can only send, player 1 and player 2. Any ETA on the geometry episode? We have a lot of things in the works. I understand that it's been like. We're like really behind, and we've had people like asking about it. It's the fact that like we want to do it right, and we have really been trying to work with people to get together with them so they can like. We're just like nervous about getting wrong information, and it's difficult to find people that really know a lot about it. You know, we want to get together with like real TV techs, and it's much more difficult than we ever expected.
Right, and I mean, the thing is, we're actually planning to we're actually going to do some work on it.
While you're here.
While I'm there, so.
Right. It's just we want to. We know that there's not a lot of information out there on it, but it's one of those things that we don't want to put something out where we're not 100% sure. And we want, you know, like the better.
It's kind of a dangerous topic to get wrong.
Yes, we don't want people to screw up their TVs and stuff because of it. So it's just, you know, we want to get together with, you know, CRT technicians who can walk us through it. And there's like some people local to me that I've been trying to get a hold of. It's just, it's, you know, it's, we're doing the best we can with it. You know, we don't want to get the, we don't want to put out wrong information or rush it and have it be like, have people screw up their TVs because of it. But I will tell you off the top of my head that it's important to realize that every single TV ever is going to be different.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it has a lot to do with the capacitors and like how they've aged. So yeah,
and don't expect to ever get it 100% perfect. It won't be.
Right.
It won't be.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, it's every single TV is different, you know, every single TV has been in different environments and so on and so forth. Like it's going to be, it's, you know, like that's the thing we cannot stress enough is that it's not just going to be like, oh, this is what, how you do it for every single TV.
Yeah. So I bought an extra continue and I bought a power shield.
Okay.
So I don't
there's
really.
There's a red pill and a blue pill.
Yeah, I think well. That raises my health. I don't know if it's so simple that the shield simply increases my health or something.
I like their masks.
They look like they're just wearing like t-shirts and shorts.
They're like Ninja Turtle kind of bandanas.
Yeah, I mean, it almost looks like regular kids, like in a fantasy adventure, you know?
Well, yeah. But you gotta realize that they are the only ones who survived.
They are. We've really got a kingdom worth saving.
They kill everybody. Like, what then?
Yeah, I mean,
they're the only ones that survive.
Yeah, we are.
So you got a did we talk about it last week? That you got a 20L5. No, it came on Monday.
It came on Monday.
And you were kind of nervous that it was not going to work. You did a extensive periscope. With it.
Yeah, the
are you just finding money here?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
I'm probably going to start moving on though. I just kind of wanted we'll have a little bonus money. But the guy who sold it to me, he came across a number of 20L5s and oh geez, you fall a lot more downward than I thought. But anyway, the guy who sold it, he came across like four or five, and the first one that he sent turned up dead on arrival, and so he was kind of nervous about. He just, you know, double checked, you know, make sure he could figure out, you know, what, if anything, really went wrong.
We got a.
Huh?
The video output is low. I don't know if it's just me.
Oh, it does look like I'm hitting a little trouble spot here.
Maybe I had this issue in a while ago.
Well, you had to change the,
for the backup server last week.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? Or are you already on it?
I'm not sure which server I'm on. It looks like I'm good right now, though.
Okay, well, maybe
but I dropped a significant number of frames at some point, it seems.
Yeah, so what were you saying? I didn't mean that.
Yeah, the guy that sold the 20L5, the first one he shipped, turned up dead on arrival, so he was nervous. I was nervous. But, you know, we... Thankfully, it worked out, and it looks awesome. Unfortunately, I haven't really had much of a chance to really... do much with it yet, but before I really get things situated with it, I'm going to get like some sort of table or something to raise it up. I was going to extend the feet on it, which I thought was a clever idea, but now I'm like really nervous that it might not be stable.
Yeah, or it might like break.
Yeah,
like,
the feet might snap, and then it's like all over. So
yeah.
Oh, crap. No, it's fine.
But how do you feel about it? I mean, your first experience with a 480p.
Yeah,
which is something that I had talked a lot about.
I need to work on the component input a little bit because it was a little dark, but it looked really good. It looked in a lot of ways different from how I imagined because it's actually very sharp.
Yeah,
Sharper than I
thought
it would
be. I think that we're used to, I mean, that's how I felt about it, is that, you know, 480p, like, kind of looks a little softer on HD TV anyways.
Right. So, yeah, I want to compare it with, like, I didn't try it with very many games, try the 480p. I did, like, Mario Sunshine and F-Zero, and I think that was it so far.
Yeah. Professor Hum, adjusting the CRT, like, the service menu, like, I don't think, you might be able to, but the important thing that I must say is that be sure you write down the values of everything before you go making changes, because sometimes you get so out of whack that you might not be able to, like, get it even close to where it was before.
And I don't even think I'm going to adjust the geometry on the 20L5 because
you think it looks pretty
at
good.
A glance it looks good. I'm almost afraid to put it through the 240p test suite because I'm like afraid to like start thinking that maybe it's not as good as it could be, you know?
Yeah.
Because I still can't decide whether I improved or slightly screwed up my my was it 20M2U.
Right.
I probably improved it overall. Take a key for coming in. That's what
that
it
sounds
did.
Like. Sounds like.
It didn't say that. I just said that.
Oh, that's from.
I know. But I mean, that's what I did. I took a key for coming in.
Yeah. And you got an SDI card.
I did. Unfortunately, I need to look up the model. I learned some disappointing things about SDI.
And I might only do 480p.
Apparently 480p is not even a thing with SDI, which is like defeats half of what I was interested in attempting to do with it. Ace Shield. So there's like upgrades beyond what you just see on this page right now. Interesting. Why can't I buy more continues? I thought I would be able to buy more continues, like, now.
You had kind of a big day going game shopping today.
Yeah, it was kind of unexpected. Jonathan Chapman, who is, he's a writer on Retroware TV. He lives near here. And, He's moving and he wanted to, he was looking for someone to give some Nintendo shelves that he didn't have a use for anymore, like official, like, style Nintendo shelves. and we end up meeting a local store and end up going to three stores just because why not? So I grabbed several things, but the coolest thing was we've got this. It's not like the most amazing store, but we've got this store. People assume it's more amazing than it is when they hear about it. But it is, it's called The Grid, and it's owned by Goodwill. And what they do is, like, all the local Goodwills. I mean, this is really smart on their part, honestly, but it kind of destroys the allure of what people like game buying at Goodwill for. All of the local Goodwills around here don't really have crap for games because they get sent to The Grid, where, you know, you might find some okay deals, but for the most part, they're really kind of selling the games for what they're valued at. Right. And but anyway, I saw it. I was there only like a month or two ago, and I just didn't even realize they had this. They've got all of these, like, just this whole bunch of just as-is systems. They're like $5 to $8.
Yeah, and it's like you kind of take a chance on it.
Yeah, and so I grabbed a $5 Genesis 3 that was in, honestly, not that bad condition. Like, actually pretty decent. Works. I got a $8 Master System, pretty solid condition. It works.
Yeah.
I got a Atari 7800. No idea if it works. Don't have the power supply for it. But $8, like, I mean, if it's just a prop, you know, but we are planning to do a, you know, an Atari episode eventually, so, you know, maybe that'll work out for me.
Did you just use a continue?
Yeah, you like, continue, like, exactly right where you are. Yeah. But, and I also got a, I got a Super Nintendo that I had a really good feeling was going to be a one chip. It was in really bad condition, but I thought, yeah, you know, for $8, you know, why not? Jeez, there is like a lot of things. I thought, you know, for $8, you know, Why not see if it is? And it's not. I believe it's like right on the verge, but unfortunately, it doesn't appear to be. It's in bad shape, unfortunately.
But you've been after like duplicate systems because it's easier to shoot B-roll of them.
Right. So I opened it up, and I'm just going to leave it open, and you know I can.
I can shoot the inside of a system when you need to.
Yeah, and shoot the inside of a system without having to open anything up. So, you know, that's right. Very convenient.
I have a PlayStation 1 that's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been hitting Goodwill, like, whenever they have, like, a good price on something. Like, a console, I'll get one. Like, I got an original Xbox for, like, $20 or something. I had, like, 2S controllers for that.
I really want to get a Duke controller.
I know. I you know,
I feel like I buy
them. They're kind of expensive.
How much are they?
I don't know, like, more than I want to pay. Like, they're usually like $20 or more.
Like, if it was in super good shape, I would be willing to pay that.
Yeah, usually they're...
I don't know, though. Like I'd have to hold one. Like, it's been so long since I've held one, and it's been, you know, very few times that I've ever held one, so.
Yeah. I got a box in the mail from our good friend Jimmy Hapa.
Oh. Hapa
on Friday.
What was in it?
Some Pokemon tissues.
Pokemon what?
Tissues?
tissues. Like,
yeah.
Just like a random thing you threw in there?
Yeah. My daughter is excited about it.
like a blowing your nose, right?
Yeah. What else? He sent me a number of things that he had been kind of holding on to me, holding on for me till recently.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me the Japanese versions of Namco Museum Volume 5 and the bonus one, which I was very excited about because the bonus one has Rolling Thunder on it, mm-hmm. the first Rolling Thunder. But get this, it does not run perfectly on my Japanese PS2. Rolling Thunder runs at half speed.
Huh.
So now I gotta mod my PlayStation 1 and play it.
Or get one of those, get a Japanese PS1.
Yeah, but I mean...
Speaking of which, that reminds me, I saw the PS1 screen, you know, the RGB LCD. Oh, I say RGB, I don't know if it is. I mean, it probably is. The LCD screen. I saw there was one set up in the grid today. And I didn't think it looked that great. I would like more time to analyze it, though, but... Oh man, I could buy the Power Sword, or I could buy more continues.
I get the continues.
Yeah, that might be.
No. Yeah, I mean.
I have no idea. Well, it says continue, no, so I might not have any more.
Oh, jeez. That's so early. It's not like. I'm gonna beat it your first try.
But, yeah, I really don't think it was native resolution. Like, it looked like it was scaled a bit to me. So, I don't know. You didn't get that close of a look at it. That was an interesting thing to see.
Yeah. What else did Jimmy send me? Jimmy sent me the last one I'm looking for. But the last one I kind of viewed as a must-have of the Sega Ages 2500 collection. He sent me the one for Galaxy Force 2, which has an original version that they made, kind of a remake of it on there, and it also has the arcade version, the Genesis version, and the Master System version. It's pretty cool. He also sent me another Sega Ages 2500 disc, which is the Decathlete collection. I'm trying to get all the Sega Ages 2500. I mean, it's not like a priority, but I'd like to get them over time. He gave me a replacement for my Sega Ages 2500 Volume 1 for Phantasy Star. There was I have a boxed one, but I don't know if it's just the first print run or just whatever. Came with in a bigger box that had a binder in it, and each Sega Ages entry came with a page for that binder. But you can only get the binder with Phantasy Star, and I didn't have that, even though I used to have it. But I imported it back when it first came out. Don't have it anymore. But so he sent that to me. What else is he sending? He sent me a replacement Wild Arms soundtrack because I used to have it and my brother has it now.
He doesn't want to give it up.
I don't think he probably thinks about it really, but it's just easier. He did $5. What else did he send me? He sent me a Japanese. He had it for it was only like $5 or something like that. It was a Japanese version of the first Klonoa. I was like, oh, you know, I have this here if you're interested in it. But I thought that maybe there might be something you'd be interested in.
Wait, be interested in Japanese version of Klonoa 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, how much is it?
It was like $5 or something.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I absolutely want that.
Yeah, and it's exactly the same, just like as
Japanese tap. Yeah, but you know the voices will be the same.
Right.
If you help us, we'll give you some hints. What?
I figured you'd probably be interested in that.
Yeah, I'm absolutely interested in that.
What else? I think that might be it, really.
Whoa.
He does have enough for, almost has enough for like another box, though. He's been like kind of hunting for a couple of things. Oh, look at that, like the little fairy there.
Yeah,
like something out of Wonder Boy, for sure.
Yeah. Like the graphics are just very Wonder Boy-esque. Like that's the main reason that I have been interested in this game.
This will have to be our next other go-to. The walking animation's not as smooth, though.
Yeah.
Silent Wake 5 Gamer Guide, are you using the HD Retrovision component cables? It makes a big difference, doesn't it? Especially with the Genesis.
What about the Genesis component cables?
That is, somebody said that the Genesis feels really new to them. Now that they have the component cables.
Right. Watch out for the enemies in the castle. You're now heading for. Really? Is that the hot tip?
What?
The fairies promised me big tips. She said, help us out and we'll give you hints. And she said, watch out for the enemies in the castle you're heading for.
Oh. Well, thanks.
Look at this background. It's kind of spooky.
Oh, look at that. There's a huge demon back there.
There's a bunch of them.
How many levels are there in this?
I think there's 8. Ben Rasp attacks by jumping his opponents. You should study his timing.
We'd love to have Jimmy on again. It's just it's difficult because of the location. Speaking of people from like other countries, we had kind of a cool experience, and somebody who will be joining us for a stream in December is John Linneman from Digital Foundry.
Eurogamer.
Yeah, Eurogamer, Digital Foundry. Does a lot of the... I don't know if he does everything. Does he do everything?
No, he's like...
Because he does like new stuff too.
The guy who... Wow, I think I just wasted all my magic. Because this, I don't think this guy took damage.
But no, he like narrates a lot of the just the straight up like even current gen.
Yeah, I think the original Digital Foundry guy is Richard Ledbetter, I think is his name.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless.
But yeah, he's like the second guy that they brought on for Digital Foundry. And
he does the excellent Digital Foundry Retro series.
Yeah, but he's originally from the U.S., but he lives, I think, in France now. So he's part of Eurogamer.
Right. Anyways, we've been talking to him on Twitter, and he says, I said, you should be on a stream sometime. And he's like, yeah, I'd like that. And then he said, I'm going to be in the States in December for 3 weeks. So I can be on then. And we're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And he's like, I said, the time that we do it. And he's like, that sounds good. I mean, I'm going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where I live. So he's going to be like on stream, like in person.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But like so like Cincinnati is basically like a hot spot for getting the best picture out of your consoles.
Yeah. not just that, but like a lot of other things too. I mean, there's a lot of pretty serious collectors around here.
So that was my last continue.
Well, let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again. Do you think I should try the other character?
Yeah.
This is like the magic kid. The other kid, I think, has a stronger sword attack, but this kid has a stronger magic attack, which of course magic is limited. Looks like he starts with 5 magics, which is great. I believe his magic is stronger though. From what I read, like I'm given the impression that he can just like wreck bosses
So if you go to the cheat menu, which is holding down the 3 buttons, the Sega logo, you can put it on easy mode or increase your magic. But you're generally pretty anti-easy mode.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever the game defaults to is usually what
the default is what I do.
Yeah.
Unless it's
what I used to do, too, before I had kids. That's what I have all the time to be able to do.
I have to consider, like, the default to be
the original intended
difficulty, so...
Yeah.
That's what I try to go...
But have been times where you've switched it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I used to switch it a lot more. Like PS1, GameCube days, like, there were a lot of games that, like, kind of intimidated me.
Yeah.
And, like...
But you start beating them. Like,
yeah, I start beating them. I'm like, oh, these aren't as hard as I thought they would be. I mean, I am by no means very good at games. And, wow, I just, like, got wrecked. This guy's weaker sword is definitely kind of a problem. Because he's not, like, getting regular enemies, like, very quickly at all. I just want to look at that menu.
Let's see what it is.
There we go. So normal, hard, there's a hard. Magic, order, random. Control, I would actually not mind changing jump B sword. That would be my preference. My preferred Genesis controls are center, you know, sort of default to jumping in the center, you know, so I like jump on B, and then your main attack on A, and then C is like your attack that you don't always use.
Right.
That's my preference. Mm-hmm. The magic thing, I don't really understand, but you do like a different magic attack at certain times. Yeah, so I just want to change the controls, but I think I'm going to go back to the sword kid. Because he kills those enemies in one hit, which seems kind of important.
Right. I saw somebody mentioned earlier asking you what your favorite Zelda game is.
Oh yeah, I saw that and I was going to answer it. That is a really tough call between... For me, like, I know what yours is. Like, there's only one that you, like even all that much. Which is A Link to the Past.
What about it? Like, you don't like it that much?
No, that you like that much.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's easily, like, it's the only one that I, like, truly, like, love in the series. I like the other games, but Link to the Past, if I could only choose to play one forever, you know?
For me, it's a tough call between A Link to the Past and Majora's Mask. I just really like the uniqueness of Majora's Mask. I really like the, you know, the 3-day system. You know, I did a video a long time ago on time management mechanics. It's something I just really like.
Unless it's called Dead Rising.
Yeah, I don't. At least Dead Rising 2, I didn't like.
Yeah, you never tried the first one. I have played Link Between Worlds. I loved it. But you know, like, it's still like, it's... I don't think it's a better game than Link Between
Worlds. No, but it's very good.
The reason it's so good is because it, like, uses so much from Link to the Past. But yeah, I mean, I have very fond memories. I think I was in seventh grade when I I want to take a getaway to an in-state trip. It's called Shaker Village. I'm not even sure how far away. Is that in Ohio? Because I'm technically in northern Kentucky. I usually don't say it. Well, it's just because it's like right there.
Yeah, so
it's easier to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, my dang it, I went to the wrong button. Like, my parents live in South Carolina, but they're like closer to things in North Carolina.
Yeah. And so when you visit here, it's gonna be your first time coming here since you left.
I mean, I've probably, if I mean, I can't remember for sure. Dang it, my finger keeps slipping over to my magic button. I just keep wasting my magic.
That's you know why? It's because
I switched
magic should be on A.
No, it shouldn't.
B should be attack, and C should be jump.
Jump all the way over there.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it was, but
that's what I always do.
I don't like it in theory.
So are those magic that look like the clamshells with the pearl in them?
Yeah.
Oh, Silent Wake. I live in the next town over from Covington. I live in Newport. Were you in collab vid when you're here? No, I mean, we're going to be working on certain things, but we're not going to do like, we're going to shoot a bunch of collab stuff of just like kind of hanging out for like Patreon, like we did when I was there.
Yeah.
Like we shot like four videos, I think. Two videos maybe.
We shot a few that we decided not to use because they turned out kind of bad.
Yeah, but this time we're going to do a few more, I think. But I think that we are, you know, we're not going to be like doing a full on episode.
No, but we're going to be shooting large parts of several.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's the intention, whether or not everything pans out.
Yeah. We're hoping it will.
Yeah. But I mean, we'll see what happens. If it doesn't work out like that, it's going to be fun. You know, we're gonna go game shopping, and then we're gonna go. Like, maybe, who knows? Maybe we're gonna stream that Sunday. We'll stream from here.
Yep.
If we had more time, you know, like it'd be. I think it'd be fun to do like a marathon, like stream all day.
Yeah.
Playing things. Like if we had like. If none of the things that we want to do pan out, then maybe that's what we'll do Sunday. Who knows? See how many games we can finish in one day. I have not used an XRGB3.
I mean, from what we're told, like the only reason to really consider it at this point, like if you could get an OSSC, like XRGB3 is almost two devices in one. It's got a scalar portion and a line doubler portion, and we're told that unless you want to like have some sort of analog output, like for connecting to a VGA monitor or a PVM or something, like you may as well just get the OSSC if you just really what you're looking for is a line doubler. That's what people have told us.
Right. I've been like hit with some allergies. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's allergies, but I've just been sneezing constantly. I've not sneezed on stream though, at least. Trey's using the Frameister right now. He has an OSSC, but it's here with me. He doesn't get it until.
I haven't really decided yet how I'm going to integrate into my setup.
Well, you got two capture cards. You can use that. That's how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I have a whole stack of stuff for you here.
Yeah.
Like several games. I just got you several more too.
Yeah, I know. It's scary.
But it's mainly stuff that
mainly stuff
you've already finished.
Well, at least BioShock is.
Yeah, you decided to get the 360 versions of BioShock.
Yeah, because the new remaster that just came out. Like, I saw some stuff, like, well, specifically on Digital Foundry, actually, that kind of soured me on the new versions. Like, they changed like the feel of the graphics like a lot.
You said it doesn't look as wet or something like that?
That's one of the things. Like, they took away a lot of the shiny. and some of the textures are just changed significantly. Like, the lighting and atmosphere in a lot of the scenes just... It looked like it strayed a little bit far from the original vision.
Mm-hmm. So I got you the 360 version, which has all the DLC. It's all the first two games.
I saw like $6 or $7. I saw 360 BioShock Infinite today, and I pondered it. But
was it the complete version?
Well, I that's what I wanted to ask you about.
I want to get the complete version, which is like $17 or something.
Oh, okay. So they're $17 new.
Yeah, like on Amazon. And it has, like, all, like, the thing with the 360 stuff is that you'll kind of find that complete editions with a lot of PS3 games will just have downloadable codes.
Mm-hmm.
And 360 stuff has it all on it, like, second, like, extra discs, which is kind of cool, I think.
Yeah, I already ran across that with Skyrim.
Right. So the BioShock is four discs. But it's $5. It's $5.
The BioShock is four discs?
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
It's one for each game and then the DLC.
Install the DLC. Of course, I'm trying to install all my games.
Right. Oh, yeah, I mean...
Whoa, look at that. I just found a breakable wall.
Reggie, I actually have... Project X Zone 2. It's really cheap recently. I played a bit of the first one and liked it.
FYI, I've heard that it's supposed to be Project Cross Zone.
Oh, I suppose that would make sense. When there was like
crossover. Yeah, well, yeah. I think that's the terminology that Japanese people tend to use for an X, and I accidentally just slipped to the C button again.
Yeah. This one looks like it has a lot more characters in it than the first one.
I have no idea how I'm supposed to get past this part without getting hurt, because dang it.
But it was really cheap recently. I feel like I got it for like $11 or something. This wavy heat effect. I think I'm soft is like tweeting a whole bunch right now.
Oh, well. There's some sort of, I think Japanese, like, technology convention or something this week.
Is it this week?
Yeah, it's this week, because I looked it up.
To show what they've been working on.
They're supposed to show some new product. I mean, it could be the Frameister 2. Frameister 4K.
Man, oh man, I mean...
That would sell me on a 4K TV more than a...
Obviously, we'd have to get one day one.
Yeah, we would.
But I'm sure that it's probably still a ways off. Probably interesting to see when they eventually do it. How they'll handle like the phase out of the previous one.
I mean, I think the Framemeister will still be a valuable product because it'll probably be less expensive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And some people probably won't necessarily care if they can stream directly, you know, get 4K directly out of it, or if their TV handles the scale.
Yeah. They should just send us.
I mean, I feel like
they send us both one.
I feel like they should send us a review unit for sure.
Yeah. We want to see it. We're going to buy one. We'll buy it regardless.
Yeah. But I mean, just in interest of us getting one maybe ahead of release, like, we want to be looking at it as soon as possible.
Yeah. This one's saying if it has an X Capture Mini built into it.
That'd be awesome. So what are they tweeting? Does anyone know?
Oh, I don't know. It's something like that was Ripple Laser. Looks like it's like a game or something. And it's like the Gradius font. I don't know. Oh. I like the scuba gear.
Yeah.
There's something funny about these, you know, the flying in this level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just moving with the D-pad underwater.
Yeah, you don't even have to hit the button to swim or anything.
You can, but you've got way less control.
It's like, why would anybody ever do that?
Like, at first, that's what I thought I had to do, but you don't have to.
I don't know if we could do a video on the XRGB2. I don't even know like where we'd even get one. It'd be really worth the time or effort for us to do that.
I think it's basically replaced by the OSSC. Unless you wanted to connect it to like a, I think you could connect it to like a VGA monitor or something like that, which would be cool.
Yeah. There's a PC Engine version of this, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have, you know, I just got a PC Engine, so I'm going to have to play around with some of your stuff and get some ideas.
Yeah,
I really don't even know what I want for it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even know, like, a lot of the stuff that I have, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all, like, on my backlog, right, but... I don't think you kind of like. It's different when
I've
it's like all.
I've lost track of your backlog by this point.
Yeah, and it'd just be kind of like, oh, this is cool. This is cool to see. Someone said, I'm starting to think the Samsung TVs are really more optimized for games. Do you believe so? I'm hearing nothing but good things from Samsung HD TVs. I guess. I mean, it seems like they.
Like, I discovered recently that mine has a lot more lag than I expected, so I mean. But it accepts 240p and stuff like that, you know, so it's...
Yeah.
It's definitely good in that regard, but... It is a bit laggy, so...
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I should really try mine. I haven't had any issues with it. But although, I mean, I just switched mine to the PC mode, and it did make a difference. Believe it or not. Right? Like, changed the label to PC.
Yeah, I as far
you
as I can tell,
any...
I got the exact same results. You know, I took camera shot of the of the lag test on the 240p test suite, and it seemed exactly the same.
I'm yawning. I went to like a neighborhood party, a block party, neighborhood block party last night.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, that is pretty cool. Really stressful. The kids are like running around and you don't like know anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go.
I mean, it's fine. It's good. It's good for me to like know the neighbors. That's missing some nice people. But I've been kind of thinking about how I want to get an LCD TV, just a HDTV, just to shoot off of. I have a smaller one. But I have a real issue with the LEDs because you see like that kind of, you see the refresh of the light, of the bulbs in it.
Yeah.
In my TV especially. And like with yours, you just get like a solid. But then I guess on the flip side, it could probably be solved if I just got a new camera.
Yeah, but the thing is like with the GH4, like I have a problem with my computer monitor, which I didn't think was LED, but it might be. But I have to sync my camera up to like 50 hertz, which is weird.
But it'll eventually.
Like it's the light that runs at 50 hertz, but like the refresh of the screen, I'm pretty sure is 60 hertz. Scott,
right?
It's the bulb that's 50 hertz. At least that's what it seems like to me, as far as I can guess.
Right. I think that seems to be the case. It's weird.
So I don't know if you could really truly sync up in that way.
I don't know. But that's why why I want to get an LCD is so I can just.
Yeah, but you can't get like a. You can't like get one as like a nice new one. But like the grid that I was at today, like I was kind of hoping that they would have like some cheap HD TVs that I could use for the same purpose. But their TVs are selling for like. Like little tiny crappy ones are like $50, and then like everything else is like $80, $120. It's like I'm not paying that for a used TV, and they're like weird looking ones too.
And it's weird that like all the LCD TVs have just like seem to disappear. Obviously everyone's switched over to LED now.
Yeah, I mean I guess it's not surprising. It's just
it's
more marketable.
Yeah. And when you're not, I guess our problems with it are very specific.
Yeah.
I'm not watching you live anymore. I was kind of behind this.
I mean, that happens to me watching you all the time. I wish you could just buy and buy and buy continues. I'm a little disappointed by that.
You can only buy one per shop or per level?
I beat a level at one point that it didn't let me buy another after. Maybe because I had a certain number of continues left? I don't know. There's like no way to check, I don't think.
I wanted to do one of those green promotional tweets. How would I go about doing it? What's a green promotional tweet? I think that, isn't that the sponsor things? I think that's like a limited thing. Only certain channels have it. Like we don't have sponsors. The sponsor button on the channel. I don't really know what you meant by the green. Like, I think when somebody types your name specifically, it shows up as, like, it has, like, a green highlight on it. I don't know. after that, it was like hidden.
Oh.
Yeah, those,
the hidden money?
The crystals, yeah.
Yeah, I found that before. Like, I think if you just, like, swing your sword in certain places, you can get money. I found it at least two places.
You can Kurt do wall jumps. Corsi is a hero. Like, it's interesting that Kurt Goodman in the chat referred to me as Corsi. Like, I wonder where...
Twitter.
Yeah, it's true. It's Twitter and the name that I use and... everywhere else. No, I don't know where. Maybe it's not on Twitter. I don't know. I remember going to something and I was, that was like my username on like Twitch, and I was like in a Twitch chat and somebody mentioned me and thought it was Korak.
Well, you know, the spelling of your name like never struck me as unusual for the longest time. So, like and then when people started saying like that's a weird way to spell Corey, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know why?
Right? Yeah, I know why.
I mean, I don't know if I don't know. Maybe the chat doesn't know.
Well,
the reason my name is
they should know if you watched the which episode was it?
Was it the Namco and the Genesis?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, people are like, oh, they spelled your name wrong.
That's an embarrassing mistake.
yeah. My name is actually Courtney. And I don't really like it that much. Yeah.
I thought you said you kind of owned it now.
I'm fine with it, but I mean, like, because you have to when it comes to, like, insurance and stuff like that, and just like full on legal documents and stuff like that.
Does it ever cause like confusion if people just like
like a lot of people like if I'm talking to somebody on the phone they need my name and information and stuff, and they think that, you know, like I give them the information, like, oh, Courtney, is Courtney available?
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't think it's me. And, you know, like, whatever. Like, I don't, like, I would think the same thing, generally. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, like, I've been using Corey for, like, a long time. So I digitized this old videotape these last couple days that my brother and I shot during the summer of 1986 at my dad's house. Like every week we'd go and we'd just like hook up this video camera. And a little bit of this video makes an appearance in the cover all the naughty bits in ABGN Adventures.
Yeah.
Where I like fight with my brother in it. But I wanted to make a 60 frames version, because 60 frames with VHS is like how it's meant to look. And I wanted to just kind of, you know, have a digital version. I made a DVD like years ago, but I wanted to have like a really nice just digital version of it. But I always thought that, you know, like, I thought that the video was pretty long, and it was, you know, I was, when I started recording it, I was like, oh, maybe it's not, I remember this. Maybe this is not as long as I thought it was. I just kept on going and going and going. It's like, turned out to be like 5.5 hours long.
Do you think this guy is like a bunch of wasabi peas?
Is that what he's...
I mean, that's what it looks like.
I love wasabi peas.
I thought I would like them, but I don't think I do.
You know, when I drove back from too many games, I got like a big thing of wasabi peas.
Oh, man, I'm so close to being able to buy that. I could buy that sword, but I feel like it would be unwise. Like, I really should buy more continues.
Yeah, Courtney is in America is a girl's name like almost all the time. I think I may have met one other guy with that name in my life. That's my name. Well, that's my birth.
We both have slightly unusual first names. Though mine's not that unusual, but
it causes
confusion. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the limited run episode is the only time that like really.
Well, it's in the credits.
Lower third. What's that?
It's in the credits.
Yeah.
Of
yeah,
every
but I mean,
episode. It's like not. It's not like hidden.
Right.
Whoa! The bottom of the screen hurts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in elementary school, like, people really didn't make fun of me that much because I made it, because it was, like, not as big of a thing in the 80s, maybe, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, I think it's also because, like, I went to elementary school, I only had, like, all the way through elementary school and then high school and junior high. I had like 60 people in my graduating class. So maybe it just didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. Which of you guys or girls got any retro channels that you should check out? Well, I've been kind of slow on the watching some stuff lately. I mean, I always recommend GameStack. They're probably like my biggest inspiration. But even now, they had a very good episode today on 2.5D games.
Ah!
Which is a genre that is that I love a lot.
Yeah, the first time I ever heard of that was Nintendo Power using it to describe Yoshi's story, which is like, I think, complete nonsense, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I
that's a
Yoshi
straight up 2D game, really. Like,
are the characters?
No,
polygon?
It's straight up 2D. I don't think it has any 3D elements.
So there's Lion. They didn't know what they were talking about?
I mean, I thought they were just calling it that because the graphics were, like, so good.
No, but then, like, you know, Kirby 64 is, like, truly
2. Right, and that might be the first, like, true 2.5D game that I played.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got the Capcom thing.
The Yashi?
Yeah, I don't know what it did.
CG? Yeah,
it didn't, like, recover my health or anything. I sure wish it did.
Is that what they're called? I don't even know how to say it.
Nah, I don't know.
Yashi.
Like, people always, like, make that out to be this big Capcom thing, but it's actually, like, not really in that many games.
It's more of a Capcom arcade thing.
I guess, yeah.
Other than Mega Man 1.
But yeah, and
did
it's
you get
in
the sword?
Huh?
By the way, did you get the sword?
No, like, I could have bought it last round, but I wouldn't have been able to buy a continue, and it just seemed like it would be really dumb to not have a continue.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's going on here? I don't think I like it. Okay, as long as they don't close all the way, it's not that bad. Whoa. What's going on here?
What level even is this?
This is level 5.
Oh, wow. So you still got 3 more? Yeah, it's called the Yasichi. I always like it. Oh, the Yashi. I don't know why. So after finishing the Limited Run Games episode, I thought I was going to have a whole bunch of time to, or be able to finish, finally, Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel. And man, it just like goes on and on and on. I'm like 64 hours into it.
Oh, man.
And, you know, like, I've heard that it goes crazy, like, at the end, like, it gets, like, really, you know, like, a lot of stuff happens, and it's, like, really, really cool.
Mm.
But I thought I was at the point where that was going to happen, and it doesn't.
Mm.
I have no idea, like, and it sucks because, you know, you are into it, and then it's kind of like, a bunch of stuff happens, and it kind of like everything gets smoothed out, and it's like, oh, now they go back to school for a month, and it's like, it's very, very repetitive.
Huh.
And I wish that it wasn't, and I've heard that like there's a reason for that, but man, it like sometimes it, I love the game, but I just like wish that like stuff would start happening. Because I've been playing it since January. And, you know, like, sometimes there's, like, a month in between, like, times I get to play it.
Well, it's been, like, a couple of months since I've had a chance to play Lost Odyssey. So I don't like being, you know, kind of in the middle of an RPG with long gaps. Once I get my backlog a little bit more under control, which I keep thinking is about to happen, and then I fail.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my plans to get back into it.
I try to like stay like commit when I commit to a game, like that's what I'm going to play, you know, until I finish it. And that's why it's hard to... I don't really want to start anything else until I finish...
Yeah.
Trails of Cold Steel, and I just... You know, it's... I'm ready for it to... wind down at this point. But it's fun. Everything about it is, like, is cool. It's a great soundtrack. Obviously, it's Falcom. I have Trails 2, and I will play it, but I'm not gonna, like, follow it immediately.
Yeah.
I just, you know, like, there's a lot of other stuff that is a little bit longer that I want to play first. You know, like, I'm really excited to play Rise of the Tomb Raider. Yeah.
That's not that long, but...
No. That's like a weekend.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I don't want to start in on other things when I should be spending that time playing...
Yeah.
Trails, you know.
Well, that's why I'm reluctant to get like much deeper into Lost Odyssey right now, because it's just like I want to beat some shorter things right now.
Yeah.
But I also really want to beat Lost Odyssey before Final Fantasy 15 comes out. Like that's my goal.
Right. It's interesting. I did order the Dragon Quest VII remake, and it's like back ordered by like 2 months on Amazon. But they've always had, like, Amazon's always had issues with Nintendo stuff, I think. Yeah, Trails in the Sky is great. It's just that...
The
60 plus hours before things really start to kick in.
You mean Cold Steel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Trails of the Sky I liked, but it was like definitely like a story and characters thing for me, which is unusual for me, but like I didn't like the battle system. I wasn't that into. Also, that fairy
went away without me talking. The battle system in this is much, much better. It's very, it has a little bit of Grandia-esque darkness to it. I think you will really like it. And, you know, like, it's... I guess the deal, like, and it was like this with Trails in the Sky 1 as well. It's a very slow-paced game until it kind of gets into it, because it allows you to explore the world and get to know it.
Yeah.
The different cultures and everything. Like, it is very, very fleshed out. Like the world is, the country is. And the different, like, social classes and stuff like that. And it's crazy. Gears of War 4 is, like, out in, it's, like, a week. I think, has it come out, like, the 11th or something?
I don't know.
Man, like, I have not been following. Like, I was pretty done with Gears, like, just the overall style of it.
But I'm looking forward to getting into it, because I haven't played any of them. Well,
yeah, it's
like, I'm... That's pretty goofy.
But, you know, it's... I'm excited about it, but I was, like, I'm... I don't know if I want to play it with my friend Justin. I'm going to have to get Xbox Live again. I'm just, like, not, like, I was pretty done with it after, like, I had to kind of force my way through Judgment. So I think I'll probably not get this day one. Wait until, like, after the holidays, probably. This guy is ripping you apart. Yo, where's the white flag? It's like waste, like, getting in with magic.
Yeah.
I think you only get in when his... You only used it when his cape is open.
I do have the better sword now, by the way.
Oh, does it make a difference?
Yeah, it's pretty noticeable.
It's like
you can actually see, like, it tick down a bit.
Yeah, and it looks like it's just bigger. It's like a bigger swiping area.
Yeah, it might. Like, it's definitely noticeable on, like, the boss meter. His underwear is all that was left.
It is a bat, right?
A bat. Oh no! It stunned me. His underwear stunned me. I couldn't get the money. I'm so disappointed.
It's on your head. Oh my gosh!
Like, I thought catching the underwear would either do nothing or it would be good. Oh, I don't even. Oh no! The price of continues went up. Oh, that's bad news.
Yeah, first Gears was probably the best one, I think. You know, a lot of people, I think, would think that the second one is the best. But the first one was awesome. The first one had amazing multiplayer. Like, I spent a lot of time playing that. And I don't really play, like, versus mode that much. But the first Gears had a really fun multiplayer. Even though it was, you know, like, the latency. You know, if you're hosting, you always had the advantage. But it's still a lot of fun. Like, every other stage is a flying stage or a free movement stage.
Yeah, kind of neat. Oh, I can go through this. Sort of. It's awkward. The flying levels, I think, you can get, like, the most money on.
Yeah, the first Gears definitely had, like, the best single player. I definitely agree with you on that too. It was not too long, which I think I appreciate. Well, I got another
Capcom thing.
What it does.
I don't know. I mean, if I get a continue after this, then that's what it does, because I'm pretty sure I'd win this level without a continue.
Talking about Doom, the new one. You are really interested in that.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, you want it too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be. I'm sure it will be $15.
Like, yeah, I mean, I want to get a good deal on it. Like, there's no DLC, is there?
I don't know. I don't think so. The levels are not very long.
Oh no. Oh, I thought that was going to be it. No, they're not super long. I mean, it's a not that long of a game. It doesn't seem. Like, this is the second to last level. The last level on the looks really small on the map, so I'm hoping it might just be like a boss fight. Oh no! Well, I didn't have any hits left anyway. I think I accidentally like fell through the floor, like by hitting down and jump. But I have like no health left anyways. That's not bad. I mean, I got.
I think it's funny. It's like game over. Thank you very much.
I mean, I don't think I really got time to do another run.
Well, you know, you want to? You have anything else?
Unless you think I should. I mean, we'd go over to complete it. The run.
Well, you know. See, how good you do.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah. We start a little bit later, anyways.
No, yeah, well, we start playing later. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the more I play it now, the sooner I'll beat it. That's for sure. Need to beat some games. I need to beat some games.
Yep. I mean, none of the things I'm giving you, only one of them is something you haven't beaten, right?
You're giving me three things I haven't beaten, because you're giving me three of the Rareware games.
Oh, right. Okay, that's right, you haven't beaten. Yeah, and also Phantasy Star 2.
Yeah.
Is that going to push you over your...
Oh!
Where are you?
I'm in a precarious situation, because I'm getting the Azure Striker Dual Pack. And
right.
After today, that is going to put me back at 99 unfinished games. So, I've got some work to do. I'm not as far along on the next episode as I really ought to be, but it's going to be so easy, I think.
Yeah. Next episode is going to be a little bit more laid back. It's going to be a game focused episode. I try like desperately needed a easy episode after doing the 2 RGB.
I think we should. I don't know if we should really talk about it yet, but we're kind of formulating a new episode that we're excited about.
Yeah, it's something kind of random, but kind of maybe goes a little hand in hand with the limited run.
Yeah, episode. Kind of like we were talking about some related things after the limited run episode that kind of inspired us to think, about another topic, so
yeah.
Or a related topic, I guess. So that might actually happen pretty soon.
Yeah, that's either going to be my next one or my episode after the next one. I haven't decided yet. No, it's not about IndieBox. It's... I didn't want to spoil it. Usually, you know, we're pretty open about it, but this is going to be a little different. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah, I think it'd be a fun surprise for people. I mean, I don't think there's really, like, anything on this topic out there.
Yeah, at least that we found.
Yeah. It will be just a multi-game episode.
Yes. Yeah. That would be fun. So anybody in the chat, did anybody go to Retropalooza this weekend? Is anybody going to, is the Portland Retro Game Expo next weekend?
And then, Retro World is, like, really soon.
Yeah, that might be Mickey Ness next weekend. And then maybe, yeah, I think that's the 11th.
We
almost went to Retro
World. We wanted to go, but we thought it might be tough to afford.
Yeah, not just that, but you decided to come here instead.
Yeah.
It'd probably be better use of
we thought
time.
That would be possibly better use of, like, travel opportunities that we could afford this year.
And we went to a bunch.
To a bunch of cons this year.
Yeah. And who knows? Who knows what's in store for us? I mean, as we continue to grow, maybe we'll start getting invited more. But I've also heard that a lot of people don't get invited. They approach people and say, like, hey, I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
They suggest to the cons.
I mean, basically, I want to go to most every con.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, like, I see Gerard the Completionist, like, going to
30
like, cons this year. And I
know.
Like,
okay, that
like,
I way. Don't want to do.
Yeah. We'd never get any episodes done, anyways. He's able to do it because he has, like, a whole staff working on it, too.
This level is the only one that has this, like, bonus at the end where you can get, like, a bunch of extra coins.
Maybe if you pack the underwear.
Oh, maybe. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's just like a... And it's not even hard.
Yeah, it's, like, super easy, like... And I don't really know what the point of these P guys at the end is. Oh, I guess something I did in all that recovered my health, too. I think it was gained the perfect score, recovered my health. So, that's cool. Alright, so, oh wow, I got a ton of money. I can buy the power sword, like, now.
You should.
Wow, how did I just get that
just
much
to
money
see how it
goes. This time?
Maybe it'll be easier. Maybe it'll make the bosses a lot easier, and you won't go too continuous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that I definitely think is the ideal goal to have as many.
Is there another sword beyond that?
Yeah, I think so. Like level 2, definitely, I think has the hardest boss. Well, the hardest, at least of the first 3 levels. I wonder if I, like, got some sort of money bonus for not using any continues that level.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe I just collected more money somehow. I don't know.
Thank you.
is such a weird mini boss.
Hey, you just, you're wasting him though.
He hit me once though.
That's better than normal. The N64 is amazing. Who agrees?
I agree. Would you agree?
No, I don't really care. It's like the least essential system that I have. To me, really.
Oh, that.
It's turn 20?
Yeah.
On Friday? Or Thursday, maybe? The 29th? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Whatever
I was thinking your voiceover in the N64 episode where you're like, how could this possibly be real?
I know, right?
I don't know. I guess I just wasn't as like impressionable at that point.
I mean, how much experience did you really have with 3D games at that point? Like,
I mean, I'd played, like, you know, the 3DO. I'd played more 3D games that were...
Like...
Did you just fall down there and die?
Yeah, no. But I had little health anyway. Like, that ledge right there is really awkward.
Yeah.
It's a really awkward ledge. And, like, because that platform comes over and then moves you, and it's very hard to keep your footing there. Ooh, is it... Oh, that's... That sign has money. But what was I saying? Like Stunt Race FX, like, was awesome to me and stuff. But like, I wasn't like thinking about how it was like made with polygons, you know, like,
right. I mean, I was thinking about how it was with Star Fox.
Like I thought it looked cool, but like I wasn't like, wow, this is 3D, like in any sense more than Mario Kart was 3D.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some people are saying that the N64 was, like, when 3D games, like, matured.
When they got good.
I don't think that's true at all.
Mario 64, I have not played anything pre-Mario 64 that is even 30% as polished as it is.
Right. I mean, like
nothing even compares. Like the jump.
Come on, you haven't even played Croc. You never played Croc.
Did Croc come out before?
After, I think. I'm just kidding. It's
but I mean, seriously, like nothing. I'm not saying 3D stuff before Mario 64 is not good, but the jump from everything else to Mario 64. Is gigantic.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But like I said, like, Mario 64 never did that much for me anyways. I understand the impact of it, but it's just not... See, I think of it like, you know, like, 8-bit was really good 2D games, and 16-bit, like, kind of perfected 2D games.
Right.
And I feel, you know, the PlayStation...
Like, I just hadn't 64, played like, anything like that. Before, like, just nothing. Like, I didn't even see polygons. Like, I was just like, I am in this real world. Like, it took, like, it was like a week later where I was like, oh, Mario's hand is kind of weirdly shaped. You know, like, I mean, it was just like this just unbelievable experience for me. Like,
yeah, I just... Whatever.
Don't you wish you could have been as impressed as I was? Don't you wish?
You know, like, I think it'd be... I guess it would have been cool to feel like that. Yeah, it's just not that big of a... It's not that big of a deal to me at the time. I would rather... I was much happier playing Klonoa. Yeah, you know, it took me a long time before I could effectively use an analog stick.
See, I adapted to it pretty quickly. I didn't like the DualShock at first, though. That took some convincing.
See, I had a real problem with... I just wanted to push all the way all the time.
Ah.
You know, because, you know, like... I'm just used to digital. Like, holding it down, you know? Like, I had to learn some restraint. Unlearn what I had learned. Speaking of that, my local Goodwill is no longer carrying VHSs. I've been really trying to get... I really want a non-special edition Star Wars trilogy on VHS. It's the one that I had when I was young.
Part of me, my Goodwill still has a pretty large selection of VHS. I don't know if they're going to stop too, but part of me wants to build a bit of a VHS collection. I mean, I've technically got some, but most of it's in my parents, and I kind of forget what some of it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I should do something more with them.
Probably I got a handful, but it's a. That's really want that Star Wars trilogy, the non-special edition ones.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having that.
One of the last ones I got was I have Raiders of the Lost Ark on VHS. It's a good one to have.
Oh yeah, I've got all the Indiana Jones on VHS.
This has the original. This is a really early release.
I've got the ones that you could buy at McDonald's. Do you remember that?
I didn't. No, I don't remember.
McDonald's is this thing where you could pay I think you paid $10 for it or something, but you could get the Indiana Jones movies with your food.
Oh. So Christopher in the chat says you can get VHS pretty cheap from Amazon. Are they 50 cents? I don't even know where I'd put them. My wife would be just, what? Are you this now? I mean, I got the ones I got before. I have Ghostbusters in VHS, and it's cool. It comes in kind of a clamshell. Not Terminator 2 and Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is I remember when that came out. I got that same day as I got Illusion of Gaia.
Did they come out the same day?
I don't know. Actually, you know what? I saw Jurassic Park the day. I saw it again in the theater the day that the Illusion of Gaia came out. And when I got Jurassic Park, you know what else came in the mail that day? Is the Donkey Kong Country VHS. Came the same day as Jurassic Park did. And I had a really hard time deciding which I was going to catch first. That's pretty serious. That's a tough choice, right?
But you don't even really care that much about Donkey Kong Country now.
I love the first one. Oh, okay. I mean, I got the first one for Christmas the year it came out. I really like it. And the second one's great, too. But, you know, I didn't play the second or third one until many years later.
I'm surprised you didn't get the second one right away.
I feel like I was kind of into something else maybe at the time. I am. It's kind of surprising, I guess, in retrospect.
I mean, because it, I mean, it's just like the obvious best to me.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. It's like definitely the best game for, in the series for sure. You know, like they were kind of creating all the assets and everything with the first game, mm-hmm. getting a feel for it, and then they really could. You know, get it, like, a handle on it. They can just kind of... They had everything laid out, and then they could optimize it.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to me those were, like, yearly releases for a little while, you
yeah,
know?
You know, it's...
It's, like, crazy.
It is kind of weird. Are you playing this with a 6-button controller or a 3-button?
I'm playing with 3-button. I almost never use my my 6-button.
Really?
I don't know. Like if I've just not gotten.
3-button's just like so. It feels so big to me now.
Let's see. I think yeah. that's what I like about it. Like I kind of. It feels like there's more to grip.
Yeah, I understand.
Something I like about this game is that you can hit most like shots with your sword.
Oh, that's cool. I noticed that you're doing that.
Oh no.
Yeah, Blade Blur knows what I'm talking about. With the 6-button, this is a lot better. That is his timing.
Yep.
This guy?
Yep. He's not too bad, really. He just has this phase of, like, throwing a bunch of enemies at you before he really gets in there.
Leon X3 is asking if anybody's ever played The Last Story on the Wii. And you really like it.
Oh, I love it.
I have it, but I have not.
It's great. Like, the character...
It's your favorite Operation Rainfall game, right?
Yeah, yeah. The characters, like, are just, like, the most... One of the most fun, if not the most fun, like, casts of RPG characters, I think. Maybe not the most fun.
Do a video.
They're really... It's just... It's fun. I'd love to replay it and do a video, yeah. Like a Sakaguchi after Square episode would be great.
Yeah.
Like I've like really like Lost Odyssey, you know, even though I'm only like 13 or so hours into it, like that plus Lost I mean I know he didn't direct Lost Odyssey, but oh man, I could buy the second sword.
See what it does. Do it. It's 11 o'clock now. You have nothing. You have nothing to lose, and everything to gain.
He directed Last Story. He did not direct Lost Odyssey, but still, like you know, he produced it obviously, and his touch is very obvious on it, and it. Seeing Sakaguchi's work, like, after Square has given me, like, a lot of newfound respect for him. Because, like, you know, I mean, it wasn't necessarily obvious whether, you know, his stuff at Square was great because of him. Or, you know, it could have been any number of contributing factors, you know, at Square.
Right.
But seeing that his stuff, like, has a very distinct... feel, you know, has given me a lot of newfound respect for him as a creator.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really enjoying Lost Odyssey. I just want to need the time for it.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, it is the problem with them RPGs. I have to dedicate myself to finishing that before Final Fantasy 15. I just have to.
Yeah. Man.
Gotta make it happen.
Yeah. I'd like to have a couple months of that. I mean, I think if I just, like, had a weekend without, like, anybody here, I would be able to play through. Because looking at, like, how long to beat, it looks like I only have, like 18 hours left.
I mean, you know, I mean, there was that one weekend where there was a Saturday where I beat like three games.
Yeah.
Like I finished Star Fox Guard, and then I played all of Ninja Gaiden. Or no, four. It was four games, I think. I finished Star Fox. Oh, I finished Kirby Planet Robobot. Finished Star Fox Guard.
So gotta get that.
Played all of Ninja Gaiden Shadow, and played all of Freedom Planet.
Man. I would love to do something like that. I probably could do it. Seems like whenever anybody goes away, that I like am always like working on an episode.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a red pill, and I need it now. That was close.
I wonder if there's a release date for Freedom Planet on the PS4.
Does it have a release date?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, he does have the benefit of no kids, and I'm like struggling with two. I think, you know, it might be working in my favor though, when my kids get old enough, then they can all play through the games together.
Mm.
They can play through the games for me. I can watch them. So you got the super sword?
Yeah, I don't know if there's another beyond it, but it would be kind of a stretch to be able to afford anything more.
Is it the cheeky sword?
I forget what it was called, but sadly it was not called the cheeky sword. I can probably get oh no, I can't get the ace shield. Oh yeah. Wow, there's a super sword. Costs a lot.
So like how many weekends or streams do we have? We should really resume our Resident Evil 5 stream.
Oh yeah.
Here. Yeah. One of these, especially since it's October.
Yeah. We were also saying we need to
Tomb Raider, the Temple of Osiris.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun co-op.
I mean, it's not that long either. Like, I think it's like, I think how long to beat is
probably doing two nights.
Yeah, I mean, it looks, I think it's like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to stream the Splatterhouse remake at some point.
What's that for?
I have the 360 version.
And you haven't played it yet.
No. It has a thing, a little thing on the cover that says, voted goriest game at E3.
Wow. Good job, guys. Congrats.
Well, Rickfoyle, I saw you, like, it's one thing to, like, have my daughter up here. She's, like, pretty laid back. But no, my son can't do that. he goes crazy. He's pretty destructive as it is. Yep, here now. You know, like as they get older, like when they're like 5, 6, 7, I think it's gonna be awesome. It's just that's a long time away.
I just noticed that this skeleton is wearing underwear. This is like the underwear level.
So maybe I will, like, maybe that's what I'll do the weekend after you're here. I mean, I gotta find a time to stream it.
To do what?
The Splatterhouse remake. There's some talk about the NES Mini emulation as being different than the Wii U Virtual Console.
So what I was able to observe from those videos that were released is that the the pixel perfect mode is two skinny square pixels,
Can you see like the shimmering?
The 4x3, I couldn't necessarily tell if there was shimmering in that video that was released, but I could see that there was it was non-integer. So I mean, if you look at the ground shots in like Mario 2 or Kirby, you can see those like dots in the soil. That's like, you can see that some of the dots, those dots should all be the same size, but they aren't. I couldn't, in the example shown, I didn't notice shimmering, but, you know, it's possible. I mean, I assume it's 1080p, but I don't know. I didn't look that much into it.
I thought it was 720.
I have no idea. It looked like it could have been, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like, the Game Explain video that had, like, a lot of the comparisons, and we felt like, oh, man, it kind of, like, took the wind out of our sails about, like, the comparisons that we'd like to do. Mm-hmm. At least I felt a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know.
I mean, they have over 500,000 subscribers, so they're obviously getting an early look at it.
Yeah.
But, I'm excited. I'm excited about it. I'm surprised it hasn't gone up for pre-order, like on Amazon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's some loading resolution delays with the OSFC, as well as what's up with it outputting 480. The reason it puts out outputs 480 is because it's line doubling the input.
But it also does 720, but
that's line tripling it.
Yeah, and compatibility on that is a little limited.
But that's why there's no like real lag on it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like there's still some delay. It's different from depending on your TV. Like it was quick on some for you, wasn't it? And then slower on others. It's switching between like 40p and 480i.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I got inconsistent results with that, but. unfortunately, you know, in terms of the Switch was not as perfect as might be hoped.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna try to get the NES Mini day one. It would have been cool to like look at it early, but we're not nearly popular enough for Nintendo to be these guys again. We'd look at it too deeply and maybe affect.
Well, we'd be like, we'd be comparing it to like all these unofficial options too, and I don't know how Nintendo would feel about that. Yeah. Like, in terms of, like, Sinia's review unit.
Yeah. It'd be cool if they did.
Yeah, I wish wish they would.
We're not there yet. That's why Game Explain, which has 600,000 subscribers, they're gonna look at it. I tell you that I see a little cola talk in the chat, and I tell you, like, I got some Crystal Pepsi a couple weeks ago, and I mean, I was old enough to remember having Crystal Pepsi, but I had no excitement or nostalgia for it or anything. You know, this whole thing with, like, the Ecto-Cooler and everything, like, I just, like, have no real nostalgia for drinks.
Me neither. Like, I can't really even remember having Ecto-Cooler ever, to be honest.
But the Crystal Pepsi that I had, and I was like, you know, I understand why it no longer exists.
It's not that good.
It will just taste like flat pop.
Flat? Like, it's intentionally flat?
Yeah, I think it tastes like it's just flat.
That's gross.
I know. Well, I mean, I don't really have a problem with it that much. Jason Egerbrecht, I do remember drinking Zima in the woods when I was too young to be drinking it. I remember drinking it, like, out in the, going out camping with my friends on Friday night. And having Zima. It's not good. Somewhere there exists a videotape of us in the woods or in a field drinking Zima and talked about how bad it is.
You really think that exists somewhere?
Oh, it definitely does. Somebody has it. I don't know who does anymore, or if they still have it, but I believe that it does exist. Underage Zima was the best, you know, I guess. Like, right there next to Milwaukee's Best. Whatever, you know. I think the Zima still exists, or is back. Why? Like, maybe there's like a huge. Someone out there has a lot of nostalgia for Zima. I guess.
Whoa! It's not Gutsman.
Does he look like Gutsman? The Gutsman. Nick says Miller High Life is the champagne of beers. You know, that was, for us, it was Milwaukee's Best. It was like the cheapest beer you could get. The Beast. But yeah, I mean, Crystal Pepsi was not very good, you know. Like, I just, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I gotta get Ecto Cooler and all that stuff. Just, no, no. You know, oh no! I remember having high C all the time. I just don't have a lot of nostalgia for beverages, I guess. Can't believe we're just talking about Zima and Milwaukee's best. The stream today, whatever.
Oh, so close being able to buy the next shield.
Oh, Nick's talking about Babbage's. You know, I bought Spider-Man for the Genesis at Babbage's.
Oh no, I think
Software, etc.
I think the floor is on fire and rising.
I was an assistant manager at Game Crazy for 2 months before I moved to New York. I worked at Electronics Boutique from 97 to 2000.
Oh no.
They catching up to you?
Yeah.
Why are some platforms? Is this the last level?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be the last level.
Oh, what's this?
The boss.
When the dragon's eyes turn pale, the time will stop. Something.
Is this your last light?
I think I've got to continue.
Oh, Jason, are you you from Buffalo? That's where I'm from. Or just outside of it, rather.
And his treasure's under his chair. Whoa!
The Yashi. Emlik, you finally arrived. Game Fellas. Did you use your continue already?
I don't think so.
You could beat it. This is the last. It's like a clown. Who's this clown? Oh, is it Christopher saying yes? This is the last boss.
Does he only have one form, though? This is the big question.
Yeah. This seems very hard.
Yeah, this is too easy.
I'm watching. It seems like you would have. That's happening on stream, it seems like. Now you are very pleased, I'm sure, but. Yeah, you've already seen this, right?
Yeah. Let's see what happens. That clown was very pessimistic.
will sync with the castle.
Oh no.
Oh. You grab the scroll.
Those are platforms.
So it's not the last boss.
Well, it was the last boss, but there's an escape sequence, right? Or is there more?
I don't know. Man, this seems to be overly easy right here, too. But who knows? Maybe it's just like a really easy last boss.
I mean, right now, I'll settle for really easy.
Yeah.
Wow, we actually made it. You are a really troublesome child. Hey, look, check out this airship!
You're on the cloud.
Look at the goddess, like, doing this dance for joy. That's like the wildest dance for joy I've ever seen.
Is this the ending?
I guess. Like, I'm collecting coins.
I don't understand why she's, like, insulting you. You're a really troublesome child. Thanks for saving the world.
Yeah, like, she like, didn't she give me, like, a gem? She gave me a gem in one of the first levels. That is the kingdom where you were born. Now you are home. I'm, like, still controlling them. Well, there was the cloud! What? Oh no.
Uh-oh. Why are you frightened? I'm immortal.
Whoa.
Oh, so here we
Whoa!
Go.
Like, my magic, like, totally ripped him to shreds.
But he's immortal now. Is he dead?
I guess. I hope. We finally defeated. The great demon. Repo Bond. Since you couldn't find. The second eye stone.
Oh, is there going to be another? Is there a better ending?
We can't realize our dream. However, as long as peace continues.
Is there multiple endings then, I wonder?
People will cooperate. But you can't cooperate in this version of the game because there's no co-op. To rebuild the kingdom by hand.
But if you get credits.
I mean, game of this age is a toss-up as to whether there'd be credits anyway, you know?
Well, no.
They said some people kept saying something about the gems under the chair, but I couldn't find anything.
Well, Nala Gaming says, never managed to get past that last stage. So, they just game over.
Yeah, I mean,
there says Capcom.
Yeah, I mean, some games say game over when you beat them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I probably beat it, but I might need to do some research.
Yeah.
But still?
Anybody in the chat know if there's a better ending?
Or if there was like a secret thing, like how I collected the second dragon eye or whatever? But, I mean, I think if I felt like I needed to, hey, look, I got the highest score.
Beat Banna.
Yeah.
Finally.
But,
you're gonna count it. Gonna count it and beat?
I mean, I probably will, but I mean, I think I'll look things up. Like, I feel like if nothing, like, if there's not, like, an extra, like, boss or or like I'll look up like the good ending or whatever.
Oh, it says final stage and good ending.
Oh, you looking it up?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if this is the Genesis version. No, it is the Genesis version.
I don't necessarily consider good endings to be required. As long as it's like not an obvious like.
Well, there's definitely a good ending. I'm watching it right now.
But is there an extra boss?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then I mean, then it counts. It totally counts. I mean, it wouldn't be 100% complete anyway because, well, it's always kind of a gray area to me because, like, the hard mode is hidden in, like, as a secret code, you know?
Right.
Like, that's kind of a gray area to me. Is that required for 100% or not, you know? So if there's no extra boss, then I'll call that beat.
Yeah. But are you going to try and get the other... ending sometime?
Oh, I mean, someday I would definitely like to, but it was a good game. I enjoyed it. Yeah, like, especially, yeah. Like, once, you know, once I kind of got in my groove with it, you know, it's yeah. Good. It's good.
It's kind of nice, like, when we can beat games on stream.
Yeah, I mean, it's
happening more and more often.
Yeah, it's...
At least usually we try to, like, just kind of have something that's in theme and we don't kind of really care. But I think we should start really trying to like
beat our backlog.
play stuff for real on stream.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to do. I mean, it's hard to pick something that could realistically be done in the length of our streams.
Right.
I'm sure glad I decided to do that extra run though.
Yeah.
Cause look where it got me.
Yeah.
That's a pleasant bonus to my backlog.
Yeah.
But you did Keith Courage. And you know, you did Saul Sulanos a couple months ago. And I just played that this past week and I really enjoyed it. I believe they've got physical copies back in stock on Amazon if anyone was interested. What I liked about it was it's like Target Earth, but it feels more like Cybernator.
Right.
Which really made it for me because that's what I like about those games.
Target Earth only feels the way it does because it was the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Assault Suit Lanos 2 on the Saturn feels more like
Cybernator.
Yeah, it's like the shield and everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, I mean, you know, it's that, you know, that weighty sort of. Boom, fall, and you know, just you have a slow, you're slower, but I mean, that's part of the appeal. It's just a little different,
right? Blade Blur, it is Target Earth, it's a remake of it, but it uses the kind of feeling and stuff from future games in the series,
right? Like, like the original Target Earth. Like, it's very, it just kind of feels like any other game, you know, you move left and right and, you know, the aiming is a little different, but, you know, it's that true weighty feeling that Cybernator in particular really had. And, you know, I use that because that's my other point of reference, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like, the graphics are pretty janky and low quality in a lot of ways, but it's a lot of fun to play. I really had a good time with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot.
So I feel happy having the PS4 version. I don't feel like this super compelling need to get Target Earth on Genesis because that is a mean game.
It's, yeah. I mean, it has a reputation for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, does that about do it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we went a little longer this week than normal.
Yeah.
And you'll have an episode this week or end of this week.
I will have an episode out. Yeah, it'll be the end of this week. I
gotta have my script done by the end of the week too.
I just have to focus. I wasn't able to really get a lot of focus this weekend. I mean, it's most of it is just you know, there's going to be a little B-roll to shoot, not much. Like, most of it's just going to be slotting in, you know, footage that I've already recorded. So,
right.
It's not going to be that big of a deal. So,
yep. And maybe we'll put in some Resident Evil at some point one night if it's.
Oh, yeah. If I have time.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I'd love to. All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks for watching. Mm-hmm.